Good
Good morning.
morning. I had to think about that then, whether it was good morning or not.
It's actually technically evening for us. This was pre-recorded on Sunday evening, so we can't see your comments or know who is watching us. So do feel free to interact with each other, but don't be surprised when we don't interact with you.
No, we're just going to carry on talking. As you say, as you can see, it's pre-recorded. I think we, as we let you know, we're at the New Wine Leadership Conference today. Sadly, it's not in Harrogate, so we are still around, but it's all online. But we're looking forward to that. I hope you're able to tune in last night. Well, it will be last night when you watch this, to the evening session at 7 o'clock, if you are interested, which was live on YouTube last night. And I think that will be available to watch later if you haven't been able to watch it yet.
That really confused me because for a moment I thought we were recording for Monday and was confused why it was last night.
We're recording for Tuesday at
So I noticed.
the
So I promise I'm on the ball and know what's going on.
It's really good to have Amanda back. She's obviously not been with us much for a morning prayer this time round, with being out at work.
And we have the sofa
And
back.
we're back on the sofa, yeah, as you'll have seen on our service this morning, this morning, Sunday morning. This morning for us, Sunday morning for you, was back in church. We were able to stream from there, which was lovely. And I think that worked really well. Or at least I hope it did, anyway.
Feels a bit timey-wimey.
It does, yeah, it does feel a bit Doctor Who, doesn't it, really? But never mind. It is still good to gather. It's good to gather and pray and start our day together, even though we're with you in spirit, not in person. It is good to gather. And as Amanda says, we won't be able to say hello, but hello to you all who are watching. Hello to you all who put a comment in the feed. Good mornings if you're and hello if you're watching on the website, or good afternoon if you're watching this video at any other point after the morning. I have to think then.
I think that's enough about time somehow.
Yeah, I think we're getting ourselves a bit confused, aren't we there? So Amanda's going to be leading us this morning, and I'll be bringing the readings. So over to you.
Thank you. Let us take a moment to prepare ourselves before we worship. O Lord, open our lips,
And
and
our
our
mouth
mouth
shall
shall
proclaim
proclaim
your
your
praise.
praise. Hear our voice, O Lord, according to your faithful love.
According
According to
to your
your
judgment,
judgment,
give
give
us
us
life.
life. Blessed are you, God of compassion and mercy. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of our sin, your light breaks forth like the dawn, and your healing springs up for deliverance as we rejoice in the gift of your saving help. Sustain us with your bountiful spirit and open our lips to sing your praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed
Blessed be
be
God
God
forever.
forever.
The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. We're now going to say Psalm 79 together, as I'm sure you know the pattern by now.
Help
Help us,
us,
O
O God
God
of
of
our
our
salvation,
salvation,
for
for
the
the
glory
glory
of
of
your
your
name.
name. O God, the heathen have come into your heritage. Your holy temple have they defiled, and made Jerusalem a heap of stones.
The
The
dead
dead
bodies
bodies
of
of your
your
servants
servants
they
they
have
have
given
given
to
to
be
be
food
food
for
for
the
the
birds
birds
of
of the
the
air,
air,
and
and
the
the
flesh
flesh
of
of your
your faithful
faithful
to
to
the
the
beasts
beasts of
of
the
the
field.
field.
Their blood have they shed like water on every side of Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them.
We
We
have
have
become
become
the
the taunt
taunt of
of
our
our
neighbours,
neighbours,
the
their
scorn
scorn and
and derision
derision
of
of
those
those
that
that
are
are
round
round
about
about us.
us.
Lord, how long will you be angry? Forever? How long will your jealous fury blaze like fire?
Pour
Pour
out
out
your
your
wrath
wrath
upon
upon
the
the nations
nations
that
that
have
have not
not
known
known
you,
you,
and upon
upon the
the
kingdoms
kingdoms
that
that have
have not
not
called
called
upon
upon
your
your
name.
name.
For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place.
Remember not against us our former sins. Let your compassion make haste to meet us. For we are brought very low.
Help us, O God, of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and wipe away our sins for your name's sake.
Why should the heathen say, where is now their God?
Let vengeance for your servants' blood that is shed be known among the nations in our sight.
Let the sorrowful sighing of the prisoners come before you, and by your mighty arm preserve those who are condemned to die.
May the taunts with which our neighbours taunted you, Lord, return sevenfold into their bosom.
But we that are your people and the sheep of your pasture will give you thanks forever and tell of your praise from generation to generation. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Our first reading this morning is Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1, I think it's through to about 10. I've forgotten to write the end verse down. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down and destroyed, and if that nation I warned repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. Now therefore, say to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says. Look, I am preparing a disaster for you and devising a plan against you. So turn from your evil ways, each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions. But they will reply, it's no use. We will continue with our own plans. Each of us will follow the stubbornness of his evil heart.
Full of compassion and mercy and love is God the Most High, the Almighty.
Lord Almighty and God of our ancestors, you who made heaven and earth in all their glory.
All things tremble with awe at your presence, before your great and mighty power.
Immeasurable and unsearchable is your promised mercy, for you are God Most High.
You are full of compassion, long-suffering and very merciful, and you relent at human suffering.
O God, according to your great goodness, you have promised forgiveness for repentance to those who have sinned against you.
The sins I have committed against you are more in number than the sands of the sea.
I am not worthy to look up at the height of heaven because of the multitude of my iniquities.
And now I bend the knee of my heart before you, imploring your kindness upon me.
I have sinned, O God, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my transgressions.
Unworthy as I am, you will save me, according to your great mercy.
for all the host of heaven sings your praise, and your glory is for ever and ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Full of compassion and mercy and love is God the Most High, the Almighty. And our New Testament reading today is from John chapter 10. I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
Thank you, Tim. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust.
You are the God of my salvation.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
In you I hope all the day long.
O my God, in you I trust.
Remember, Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness,
for they shall be satisfied. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
Absolve your people from their offences, that through your bountiful goodness we may all be delivered from the chains of those sins, which by our frailty we have committed. Grant this,
our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May God, our Redeemer, show us compassion and love.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you very much for leading us, Amanda. It's lovely to have you back with us on the sofa. Yes, and Pepper appeared towards the end. I think the cats realised we were sat on the sofa and came to join in. This one is often my prayer cat. Before I was streaming, when I used to say morning prayer on my own, I'd sit on my sofa where Amanda is, and this one would curl up next to me and usually demand cuddles and then start purring away when we got to prayers. So she's a good cat. She's a good prayer cat. As Amanda mentioned in the prayers, of course, tonight is our Lent course at 7:30 on Zoom. And I'll certainly be, I think Amanda will be there too. We'll catch up with the conference later, but we will still be with you this evening for the Lent course at 7:30. It's the same link that you've been using the last 2 weeks. If you do have any issues with the link, let me know in advance and we'll see if we can sort that out for you so that you can join. As last week, we'll start, the room will open about 7:25-ish. 7:30, we'll make a start with prayer and worship. And then we'll watch the video before we go into our breakout room. So look forward to seeing you tonight at 7:30. We're back tomorrow at 9 o'clock for morning prayer on Wednesday. And that will be an Iona version of morning prayer, as we have been doing on Wednesdays during this latest lockdown. And as I mentioned on the Sunday email, if Wednesday Church does come back on the 24th, then this Wednesday will be the last Wednesday morning prayer. So I won't be doing morning prayer if we've got a service in the building as well. But I'll keep you posted on that one. But do join us tomorrow at 9 o'clock if you can. Normally I'd make some comment about the weather, but obviously I had no idea what the weather's going to be like on Tuesday. But whatever you're doing today, do stay safe. Have a good day. May God bless you in all that you do. And we look forward to seeing you very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.